This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:45 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezriel, and we're talking about how we can adjust to a new living arrangement now that we spend a lot more time at home. How can we carve that personal space out for ourselves? And to help us do that is Jun Ong, co-founder of Power Ideas, an architecture and design studio in KL. He's also an experimental light artist. Jun, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Hi guys, thanks for having me.
How are you doing? How are you coping with the MCO?
Not too bad. Kind of enjoying it now. So far, it's been almost 2 weeks. But I think I'm getting a hang of it now. So it's not too bad. It's quite fun, actually.
Right. Now, have you seen more people taking an active interest in sprucing up their home during the MCO?
I guess most people are kind of more interested in food now. But I'm beginning to see people doing more DIY projects to kind of like decorate their homes. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you've got something that you always want to do on Pinterest, and I mean, now's your chance, right? To maybe like change out that bed sheets for a new color. So simple things, but nothing drastic, I feel. I think people are still mindful about how much they would spend on, you know, getting new stuff for the homes. Yeah.
Right. And on that note, now that, especially since we are spending more time at home, I guess that concept becomes even more important, right? Your house actually has to feel like a home. So not to sound corny, but for you, what makes a house a home?
My cat, I guess. I guess anything that kind of makes you comfortable in a space that doesn't judge you or doesn't make you feel like you're being judged. I think for me, that's home, right?
What's your favorite spot in your home and what makes it so special to you?
At the moment, it's definitely my kitchen because my living room and my kitchen is kind of like combined. There's no wall separating these two spaces. Mm-hmm. So I like that in-between zone. I'm literally sitting in between my living and my kitchen, right? So you're not too far off from your fridge and you're also not too far off from the living space, you know? So I like that kind of blur boundary.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, right? And the next thing is really about how people can create a sense of personal space at home. So how can people do that, especially if your space is limited or if you are living with others?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also living in a kind of a compact apartment space, so very, very small. But fortunately, I'm on like a split level, so I have a kind of a semi-upper level. So, I mean, I try to be creative with how I use my spaces. So I'm opening up, you know, spaces that I actually don't really hang out in my apartment, right? So, like, you know, I'm working maybe in a laundry room too. I'm also working, like, on the staircase that leads up to the upper level. So I'm trying to be a bit more creative, you know, maybe using the floor a lot now. So I'm like eating on the floor too. I'm like doing work on the floor against my, you know, dining table chairs. So kind of also like maximizing any surface area that I can access in my apartment.
For those of us working at home, are there ways to create a space that's conducive to work while separating between work and personal life?
I think that's probably like the biggest challenge. Believe it or not, like I think a lot of people think that working from home is fun and relaxing, but for me, it feels a little bit like kind of more stressful. Mm. I think because you can't really differentiate when work starts or when work ends, right? So I think it's got to do with like time. You know, how do you manage your time? Not so much the space because you'll be using the same space, but how do you really work around a very tight, specific schedule, right? Like 1 to 3, you work on this table. 1 to 3 to 5, you eat on this same table. And I think coming up with a kind of a schedule and also be strict about it, right?
So say if we want to spruce up our spaces, you know, do you have any simple tips that you would have for making that a thing that we can do without having to go out to shop? Or if you've maintained a very spare space previously, could you share any experience?
Yeah, I think really maybe look into your storeroom, right? Or look into your closets. I mean, you might have like a cushion cover that you've bought like years ago and you've never gotten a chance to change it up, you know, aside from Chinese New Year, maybe. So I think that's a good opportunity to like maybe change up, you know, the colors of your cushion covers, maybe rearrange like your plants in your room, you know, maybe using only specific lighting in a certain space. So I think being creative about your unit. I mean, fortunately, I'm living without any housemates, so I have that freedom to, like, I guess, you know, do things my way. But I think that the ultimate goal is to kind of just be creative about what you can do with your space, yeah.
Do you have any don'ts or advice on what to avoid spending time and resources on in terms of, you know, trying to beautify our space?
I think try not to be overly ambitious. I think, I mean, I've also attempted to like, you know, embark on like ambitious interior changes in my house. And I realized like it's going to take out a lot of my time and energy. I think to really find that balance, right? Like try not to be ambitious. Do little things, but then trust that it will make like kind of big impacts. You know, just by moving, you know, certain objects around the house, that's minimal effort, no cost. But then you see it completely different, right? So yeah, I think just be, you know, less is more, really, yeah.
Right, and a lot of us will also naturally look on the internet, to the internet to find inspiration on how to personalize our homes. With so much imagery and much of it being highly stylized, what advice would you have for us to find ideas that are going to be realistic and practical for everyday living?
Yeah, I think my advice is really to be yourself. I mean, we talk about what defines a home, right? It's really about you, your personality. And I mean, don't get too carried away with what you see. I mean, online, it's really your self-expression. So if you think that you're feeling plants today, right? So, you know, move some of your potted plants closer to where you work, you know. So it really complements your vibe and your personality versus trying to aspire to be someone you're not because you saw it online. So, yeah, I think just really be who you are and really, you know, embrace it. Yeah.
That's great. That's great advice. Now, for families or people living with roommates, how can space be used so that there's a place for social interaction that also allows them to, you know, social distance?
Yeah, I think that might be a bit challenging, but I think it's really to accept that it's okay to not be friendly to your housemates, like a student time. I mean, you're living in one space, right? So, like, I think a lot of people think by living together, you have to constantly socialize. But I feel like, you know, we have to have a mutual understanding that it's okay to not talk to each other for like, you know, an entire day. And that's fine. You know, even though you do cross paths going to the kitchen or whatever, the laundry, you know, we don't have to engage in a conversation, right? So I think having that space is really important, that the physical and also like mental space. And then maybe catch up over dinner at 7 o'clock, you know, someone can cook dinner and then we can socialize together that specific hour. So, yeah.
Now, as a final thought, what would be your message to fellow Malaysians?
Stay strong, be creative, use it to your advantage, you know, have fun. And, stay strong. This would pass on really soon and then we can move on with life. Yeah.
Jun, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks.
That was Jun Ong, co-founder of Power Ideas, an architecture and design studio in KL, speaking to us about creating personal spaces at home during the MCO. If you have any tips for us, if you have been sprucing up your space to make it pretty, because we are all spending a lot more time at home nowadays, you can let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, in the meantime, some music. It's New Light by John Mayer. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.